Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing today?
Good.
Okay, great. I'm glad to hear that. Steve, my name's Jesse. I'm not sure if you remember, but you and I actually spoke, it looks like last month, about getting your company there on the first page of Google. It looks like Lulu went ahead and followed up with you to see if it was something you were still interested in moving forward with.
Okay, we talked. Let me see if I can find my notes. Okay, here we go. So I've got a guy who has this website called listingmywebsites.net.
Uh-huh.
And he has some special. And so it's like a lifetime thing for $100-something or $40-something a month. So I just did, well, let me just do so much a month and see how it goes.
Yeah.
So I saw my bank thing go through that he did charge me, but I don't know what he's doing.
Oh, how long ago did you sign up with him?
About a month and a half ago.
Has he even made you a website?
It was before you and I already had the website. I think it's because of my website being made is how he contacted me. And
oh, yeah, you know what? That happened. Even to us, like, I do a voice verification, and part of our voice verification, it just outlines a service agreement with us, but I stayed in there that, you know, we'll never call you asking for more money or anything like that, you know, and I've seen that happen, actually, with websites before that, you know, people will call from the website and claim that they need a certain amount of money to do A, B, and C, and then find you through the website. I mean, so yes, I have seen that, and that is 100% a scam. You know, those people are ridiculous. I mean, anything for $40 a month, honestly. I mean, if somebody even told you $100 a month, I would honestly be kind of wary that it was a scam to begin with, because, you know, I mean, it's a lot easier to get, you know, $100, $40 out of somebody than it is to get, you know, what we charge, right? Like, even though what we charge isn't significant for what we do, it's still going to be much easier to get that amount of money off somebody as a scam and not do anything for them. So, you know, I'm sorry that you've experienced that, Steve, but it sounds like your intuition is pretty right on. It probably was from the website, but yeah, that, it doesn't sound like they did anything or will do anything for you. You know, I mean, I know that might create some trust issues for you right now. I know you and I have talked before. Let's see. I didn't send you over
so my
much.
Notes,
oh, sorry. Go ahead.
My notes that I have says, I just wrote down splash, your number, 15 keywords would be $250 a month.
Yeah, correct. I can still honor that. Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, if the $250 a month gave me something, but when it doesn't, I mean, that's what I'm finding out. I'm paying all this money for stuff. I'm trying to figure out this Angie's List thing, and they're just collecting money to give me a phone call, to give me a phone number to call someone, and they're just shopping bids on over the phone.
Yeah. Well, you know. I can tell you why that is, okay? So basically what Angie does, right, is they list themselves, their own company, on Google, and then they'll have something like top 25 water heater contractors. And within that, people will choose from you. And then they send that lead out to multiple people. Well, if somebody is going from Google Guaranteed to the ad section of Google to the map section of Google to below that to where Angie is, and then going through 25 people in order to find you, I'm telling you right now, anybody going through that much work to find somebody is just looking for the best price. You know, so that's why having your company as a top recommended option there on the first page of Google is going to be life-changing for your company, Steve. I mean, it is where everybody is going to look for your services anyways, and it's already where Angie is listing you. It's just they're listing you through their own company when you could be generating that work without being through them. So, and without paying for individual leads, have your own Google business profile. And whether you stay with us for, you know, 3 months or 3 years, you'll still have that footprint. So it still builds up that digital wall for you that you'll still have those reviews, that we help generate, you know, you'll still have that online presence, a Google business profile. I mean, that type of stuff never goes away, even if you don't continue to work with us. So you just, you'll fall off the first page, you know, but you'll still have that online presence, you know, which is really important in building that brand awareness for your company. So, I mean, really, everything you do here with us, it's pretty straightforward. It's, you know, going to only benefit your company there on the first page of Google. I mean, I already included a website for you at no additional cost. I can still include that. I know you said you had a website, but, I mean, a website could be included at no additional cost, and we do really amazing websites. But we also do include a fully customized tracking and reporting system. So, I mean, we don't want you to just take our word for everything. You'll be able to see all the analytics on the back end of your account. So you'll see all the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving. You know, you'll even see the location of the searches that are performed. So, I mean, you know, you'll be able to know what is actually, what you're actually getting money from, as well as getting calls and jobs.
Okay.
I mean, you want to go ahead and give it a shot?
You're the fellow that, let's see, you're the fellow that had, that came to Utah, right?
Yeah.
as a youth.
Yeah, as a youth. Well,
so, like this one gal I talked to, Angie, it's like, I go, I want your number. When I call you, will you answer the phone? She, oh, yes, yes. Well, now she doesn't answer her phone. And I'm like,
oh.
And they did tell me if you get 10 leads and you don't get a job out of them, then you can have your money back.
Yeah, and do you remember me telling you to be careful about that? I told you.
Yeah, well, I'm already, oh yeah, I was already in, so I don't know how to cancel, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, Angie says a lot of things that I don't see them, I rarely see them follow through with, but I know, you know, I'm like, just like, I know that, I mean, you already spent the money, so you wanted to believe what they had said, right? Like, I completely get that, but I mean, Angie is just, you know, they're really just a difficult company to work with. I don't know if you know, I don't know, remember if I told you, but they're actually, were sued by the Federal Trade Commission for sending out false leads, you know, like misrepresenting themselves. And I mean, it doesn't seem like they've stopped doing that in any capacity. The only thing they did was change their business name from Home Advisor to Angie. So, I mean, you know, it's really unfortunate. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They went from Angie's List to Home Advisory, now to Angie Lead.
Right. They actually used to be Magic Jack at the very beginning.
So let me ask you. So I signed this guy that I have. It's listmywebsite.net.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to help me, can you look that up and see what it is?
Okay.
And it's like, what do I look for to make sure I'm getting what I'm paying for? Like, you know, the companies that I'm competing against are service companies. They're big. They charge a lot of money. They advertise like crazy on the radio, TV, movie theaters, and they say they're plumbers, but most of the time they're not. They're not. That work's being done by technicians that are not licensed, and they charge a lot of money. I mean, I could bid stuff less and do okay. I mean, I just try to treat people the way I want to be treated.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to go into some place and say, oh man, I can get away with an extra $500 just by selling something they don't need. And I'm not doing that stuff. I want, you know, karma's going to be my friend when I treat people the way I want to be treated. And so, how do I compete with him? Because one guy in my neighborhood said, you know, gosh, yeah, he does this stuff for companies, but he's like 10 grand a month. I'm like, which is fine if I'm making $1 million a month or whatever the ratio needs to be. And the thing is, I mean, I'm a really good plumber. It's just, I go into people's homes that it's all word of mouth has been my work because I still have my full-time job at the university. So full-time. Mm-hmm. There, I do this on the side. I've been doing it forever, but I want it, if I can get more into this water heater softener work, it's really good money. It's a ton more money than it is going and putting in a faucet.
Right.
Or, you know, and then it just simplifies my life, simplifies here's what I need to do, and I'm doing it all the time, so I'm better at it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, repetition just makes you better. And, and I'll go into one of my customers' homes doing a cruddy, yucky plumbing job, and, oh, you got a brand new water heater. And some heating and air conditioning company did it. And I'm like, oh, why didn't you call me? And they're like, I guess we should have called you. And I'm like, what'd they charge you? You know, $3,500. I'm like, gosh, I wish you would have called me because I would have done it cheap and I would have done a way better job. They didn't do this. They didn't do that. And I do all that because I have to bring it up to code. I don't know what these guys are doing. And the way it was plumbed, I can tell it wasn't a licensed plumber that did. Or if it was, shame on him, because we don't use split fit, shark bite fittings. But man, they go to Home Depot and buy this crap and put it in, and it's an easy thing to do. The homeowner could have done what this guy did. Anyway, that's just kind of what I've been seeing, and it's like, here I'm stuck with this lousy job, and this guy, this clown, got the good job that I should have had.
Yeah.
And so when I look at this, and I think, okay, so one guy wants, you know, 10 grand a month. You know, you want 250 a month. You know, what does it do? And what has this mylistingmywebsite.net guy done? I need to call him. I get so busy.
Well, okay, so first and foremost, I did look up that website, and I am telling you right now, 100%, you need to call your bank and tell them that you were scammed out of this money. And then second off, I went. So the website is, it took me to a website that says Variety in Australia in women's wear and children's clothing. It's some like, I don't know, like basically handwritten thing about women's clothing. So, that is definitely a scam. It is not a real website at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would totally call your bank and tell them that you were not rendered services for something that you paid for, as soon as you can. Then also, I mean, Steve, you know, I would say...
Now, how do you know there's no services?
Well, have you seen anything? I mean, you know, have they provided anything or had any follow-up calls or anything?
Yeah, I've got the guy's name and number. I guess I can try calling it.
I mean, yeah, you can always do that, of course. I just, you know, if the website that they provided for you is not a real website, then it seems pretty fake to me, you know.
Well, I already had a website. I mean, I guess he was supposed to take the website and try to help list it better.
Right. But have you had any follow-up calls with him at all?
No.
Okay. I mean, that's a sign in itself, right? I mean, with us, you have a client interview. We're going to want, like, pictures and stuff like that. You know, I mean, there's constant follow-up phone calls in order to make sure that everything is working. We give you a tracking system. You know, I mean, these are things so that you ensure that you're actually getting something out of it. You know, I mean, if he's not doing anything else but taking your money, then, I mean, I would say that is a scam. You know, I mean, you weren't rendered any services. So, I mean, services, part of services is actually having communication with the people that you paid money to for marketing. So, I mean, it's like you don't just hire an employee and never talk to them again, you know, otherwise that person would not be an employee, right? You know, so, I mean, not to like freak you out or anything, I would definitely call your bank, because, I mean, most likely once you call him, you won't be able to get a hold of him. That's probably what's going to happen. And then, you should call your bank and let them know that there were fraudulent charges on your card, and, you were rendered, paid for services that you were never rendered, and you believe it's through a fake company. So, I mean, that's what I would say. Second off, now, I mean, Steve, as far as these other guys that are doing A, B, and C, you know, I mean, there's still not a lack of work to be had out there. It's just about you being listed where you can generate that work. So, I mean, when this is specific targeted marketing, when people are looking for your services, they're going to actually they will actually need those services in that moment and call you directly from the specific areas you're wanting to target with those keyword phrases. So unlike throwing out a billboard or a radio ad and just hoping that somebody that needs that thing is going to hear it, I mean, that's why this is so much more beneficial to actually target those people that need it in that moment. So, and then they'll call you directly. You're not going to have to chase them down or, you know, they're not going to a third party. They are finding you and calling you directly. And then we build up your online presence in the process. So, I mean, you know, all I can say, Steve, is give it a couple of months. And in that 2 months, you should see a return on investment. But that doesn't mean you're in any type of contract or paying 2 months up front. But, you know, I mean, that's really your best bet is to just give it a couple of months. And then I know once you get those jobs coming in from Google, you won't go anywhere anyway.
Okay. So if I go on my computer and because they talked about having keywords on your website.
Yeah.
And I haven't really done a whole lot of that. Do you know what my website is? You say you can make me one or add to it or make it better. Is that what you're going to do?
Well, so let me see here. I think I sent you over. Yeah, I texted you over an example of a website that we can make for you. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Yeah, so I texted you over an example of a website that we can make for you.
Like eElement. Yeah, so I've already made a website.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
I'm not sure your domain name, no. What is it?
So what was available on this, so again, I did a job for a guy. And instead of him paying me, I did it, and he said he'd help me make a website. And so the website I created was waterheatersandsofteners.com.
Right. Waterheatersandsofteners.com. Okay, hold on 1 second.
And there should be a picture of me standing by a water heater.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I see it here. Yeah, I mean, it, you know, it's basically like a landing page. If you look at the website that I sent you, it's a fully customized website. So, yeah, I mean, everything would be on there that you have pictures on there. I mean, essentially we would create it like more extensive and just a little bit more professional.
Okay. So if someone in my area types in their phone, their Google water heater.
Uh-huh.
I know that all the big companies are paying thousands a month to have them be first, but where would I end up with you?
So you would end up on the first page. So if you go to water heaters in Mapleton, Utah, you'll see Google guaranteed. And then below that is the map section. The people I see coming up are yes, air conditioning, tankless. You would be there on that map section.
Okay, but they've got to look at the map.
Yeah,
Mapleton's a small little town, so.
Well, of course we can expand that. So you can get up to a 50-mile radius with between Facebook ads and the local listing.
Okay, say that again.
You can get up to a 50-mile radius with the Facebook ads and the local map section. Are you there?
Facebook and, yeah, I'm just writing it down.
Sure.
Facebook and local, what was that?
Local map section.
Okay. So right now, if I just search water heater, am I even coming up?
I do see you have a Google Business profile, yes. It looks like you created one of those, and that you have 2 5-star reviews, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I see that you have that there. but I don't see you on the first page yet. I see you here on the second page.
So I just did it on my phone. So I go through it, and it's like, it goes to low price water heaters, any hour services. There's your service company. Mac, Provo Waters, Lowe's, Home Depot, nearby stores. Yeah, it goes to some YouTube stuff and images, tankless. So I'm not even coming up.
Well, I do see you. I mean, I see your Google Business profile here, right? I mean, it has 5 5-star reviews, or 2 5-star reviews.
Yeah, yeah. I just kind of started getting people to. Like, I'm not even coming up.
Well, I mean, that could just be you need to clear your cookies or something. I see you. I see your Google Business profile, but regardless, we would be able to optimize that for you and anybody else that's looking for your keyword phrases for up to 15 of them, so we can get you optimized there within your service area.
So if I give you money, what can you do to get me, like, on the first page?
Well, that's exactly what you're paying for. Yeah, so that's so basically, to break it all down for you, Steve, I'd get some basics about the company. I'd go ahead and set you up for payment, do the voice verification, send you over everything in writing. Then from there, I'd set you up with a client interview. The client interview would be, potentially we could even do that later today or on Tuesday. That phone call will be about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. And then that's when they're going to start setting up the account. Now, from 5 to 7 days, you're going to get your reporting dashboard, as well as any directory submissions and cleaning up your online presence. From 10 to 12 days, we'll get you on mobile devices. And then from 7 to 14 days, we'll create this website for you, as well as getting you the sponsored Facebook ads. And then from 30 to 45 days, we'll go ahead and you'd start to appear there on that first page within your service area. So, I mean, the fact that you have a Google Business profile is going to help with this timeline a lot. I give this timeline to people who don't even have a Google Business profile. So the fact that you have that is going to really help increase that timeline. But basically, that just kind of gives you a realistic expectation. And we under-promise and over-deliver what we do here. So, I mean, just for full transparency, that's how it would all work.
Okay. Okay, I understand about half of that.
Okay, well,
so just... Is Facebook and Instagram the same thing?
Well, they're connected, yes.
Because, I mean, I don't know if that's what all these young people are doing.
Well, it's not just young people, actually. Like, I would say, like, anyone between their 30s and 50s, I mean, even elderly people use Facebook. And basically, it's targeted marketing to when somebody looks for your services within your service area and they go to their Facebook, then your ad will be popping up there. So, Facebook recognizes that person as a potential client for you, and then they show your ad in their newsfeed.
Okay. So type in water softeners and see if I come up. If you see me.
Let's see. No, I don't see you coming up for that. But you're not being optimized yet, so that's why you're not coming up for it. So we would optimize you so that you would be able to come up for that keyword phrase.
Okay. So there's no way you would start this and get it going when it's all going, then I'll pay you. Because I keep thinking, I keep giving people money, and I don't get what I think I'm getting, and I want to be able to, you know, feel good about what I'm doing, not just, because I was like, oh, if I lose $45, I lose $45, but at least I'm trying to get somewhere. But now I'm being told that, gosh, that guy's it's a fake ripoff company.
Well, right? So that's the thing here, Steve, is, you've seen our website, you know, we have over 800 reviews with a 4.2 rating. We're located in California. You've talked to me before, you know, so you know that I'm not just, going to, talk to you and whatever. You have my extension and phone number, you know. So, it's definitely that, we say – there's really not one person out there that can't say we do – we don't do what we say we're going to do. I'm asking for 1% of your trust and to earn the other 99%. I would say the best way to get things sped up is to get the client interview today. There are openings today. I can actually do a client interview for you at, hold on. I can do one in... So it's between 2 and 3, if you can do then. Or I can do a client interview between...
Is that with you? Are you the one doing it?
No, it would be with the people setting up your account. So getting everything started. I don't actually set up... I don't do any of the tech side of the account. So I'm still here as a resource. So, if you need something escalated or whatever it may be, I'm still here for you. But... your account management team is going to be the people that will be setting up everything. You know, they spend hours and hours and hours doing that stuff that I wouldn't even have the time to do. So we have specific departments that work on specific things to make sure that everything is running smoothly.
Okay. So when I call the 801... 896-1001, it goes to your company, right?
It goes to my sales department, so that's where that number would go to. But I've texted you my extension and phone number before. I can text it to you again if you'd like.
Okay. Sorry.
No, it's fine. I just texted you, so it shouldn't be in the text chain that I already texted you previously, but I'll text it to you again. But, yeah, you can call this number back, and it'll just go to my sales floor, and you'd have to ask for whoever you're needing in that moment, whether it be me or somebody from your account management team. But this number absolutely goes back to our company.
And once I get with someone on this management team, is that the same person I'm going to deal with when I need help or need help understanding this?
Steve, there, like I was saying, there's specific people and departments that work on different things. So, we have, a team of people specifically for the website, and we have a team of people specifically for the Facebook ads, and then we have a team of people that create Google business profiles. You won't deal with them because you already have one, we have a team of people that do, the optimization portion of it. You will talk to different people, yes, but I'm still here as a resource. Like I said, if you need something escalated and you just need a quick answer or need somebody to get back to you, you can always reach me. But your account management team is here Monday through Friday, same as me, from 8 to 5 your time. So you can always get a hold of them. You can also get a hold of them through the reporting dashboard that you're provided. So in the reporting dashboard, you're able to message your account management team directly there as well.
Okay. And with my website, you can help me with that too, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Managing pictures or, is there someone, I don't know what to put on there, what people like to see. I kind of try to do some before and after pictures. I try to... you know, let people know when they hire me, they hire me. It's me, the master plumber, not, you know, because I gave a bid of a guy and I didn't get the job. So I called him and said, you know, how come I didn't get the job? And he said, well, you're a few hundred dollars higher than the others. I'm like, okay. Were the others plumbers? Well, they said they were. I said, okay. I just said, you know, I spent an hour and a half coming to your house, looking at the job, giving you a bid. So I want some education from the time I've spent, you know, doing this. If I, you know, am I too high? And so he told me the two companies. One was, you know, the water doctor. See, you know, a lot of these heating companies have, heating, electrical, and water. They'll always throw water in there. It's like, well, what the crap does that mean? And yeah. Technically, a water softener company can change out a water softener, but all they're supposed to do is undo the unions, put the new unit in, put the unions back together, make sure it's not leaking. If they do any piping, Utah law requires that they're a licensed plumber. Well, then it doesn't get enforced. It's not enforced, so these companies are getting away with, you know, advertising plumbing, but they're not using plumbers. They'll say they're plumbers, but if you look them up on Doppel, which is an open way of checking out people, they won't be there. So anyway, I looked up this A-plus water company. The owner's a plumber, and then it has a description and a picture of the installer.
Uh-huh.
This installer has 17 years as an electrician, plumber, handyman, and then lists these Utah State licensing. Well, none of the licenses are for plumbing or electrical. And I'm like, this guy's a handyman.
Oh.
I copied that, pasted it, sent it to this guy that I lost the job to and said, well, I'm sorry, but you didn't hire a plumber. This is who you hired.
Yeah.
And it ticks me off. It's like, it's like, and I call Doppel and complain. They're like, well, all we do is check on complaints. Here's the website you got to go to, and you have to fill it all out. And I'm like, no, I want someone on the phone taking down the name and let, you know, anyway, it's just, it doesn't get enforced because it's a pain to report people and they don't really monitor it. They do new construction, but they don't on all this remodel stuff. And these companies are making a ton of money when they're hiring $25 an hour techs and charging $300 to $500 an hour when they're doing the work. I mean, that's what's going on.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how to advertise that or how to educate on that without, you know, having too much for people to read. You know what I mean? When there's too much, people just shut down and go to somewhere else, right?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, Steve, it's just part of being a business owner. You're going to find your niche. You know, it's just about finding those right people. Once you find that one right person, then they're going to refer their friends and family and so on and so forth. And you'll get, you know, whole word of mouth chain, which is really ultimately what any marketing is going to do for you. Is just create more word of mouth, you know, so.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, that's ultimately what we want to do here for you is, you know, just get you at least that one person that's going to refer their friends and family. I mean, obviously, we want to get you more work than just one person. But, you know, even getting that one person is going to greatly increase your business. So, I mean, you know, I just say give it a shot, you know, and see that work coming in. And you'll see how this can change your business completely.
Okay. Let me hold off till after the holidays.
Okay.
If that's okay.
So, yeah, I mean, we do have, like I said, I could honor that price that we have right now. I mean, at the time, we have that holiday rate, but after the holidays, our prices are going to be going back up. So, I mean, after that, the price is going to be, normally the cost of the program is $599 with a $299 setup fee. But for the Christmas special, we brought it down to just $249. And then we also implemented, waiving that setup fee and including the website.
Okay. Since I already have a website, again, part of that website thing you'll do for me, is it okay to have two websites, or is that not good?
I mean, it's completely okay. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Do a separate website just for water softeners and a separate website just for water heaters?
Well, we can't make two websites, but we can make one website, and you can choose if you want that for just water heaters or softeners. Sure.
Okay. I mean, is that a good thing? Then it's like it kind of stays more specific.
I mean, I think that the website that we create for you, you really won't need anything else. I mean, it comes with 5 pages. You know, you can add like scheduling to it. You can even add payment to it. I mean, there's a ton of different things that you can add to the websites that you don't really need any other type of website.
Okay. So 3 months down the road, I'm not happy and I cancel. Do I lose the website?
No. So you've already purchased the domain name. So the domain name would be yours. You wouldn't have to pay for that. The only thing that you would ever have to pay for as far as the website is just hosting, and that's like $49 a month. I mean, in order to have a website, you have to have somebody hosting it. So that would be the only thing that you would ever have to pay for is just the $49 to host it so that you can manage it and actually still have it being shown online.
So $49 a month to host it.
Correct.
The one I've got now, it's like $10 a year.
Right, but you're not getting anything out of it, right? No, yeah, so the website is not most likely being hosted, which is why it's not able to be seen unless somebody just knows the name of the business.
So what did I just do from the whatever company I use? I can't think of their name.
I mean, what you just did was just create it, you know, so somebody can put in the actual domain name and find it, but in order to have somebody, like, still find it without knowing the name of it, you have to have somebody hosting it for the content.
Okay.
So, like, with that,
I didn't pay for hosting then.
Yeah.
I paid for a once a year renewal of the name.
Correct. Right.
And so hosting does what?
It makes it so you can change content, still have it be searchable. You know, that the content stays there. And I mean, it's just basically, it hosts the website. You have to have somebody hosting it basically to even have a website.
Okay. So so the $249, basically the $49 is for hosting and the $200 is for you guys to help me stay, come up quick when people search. Is that right?
It's just included at no additional cost, the website. What the $249 is $100 of Facebook ads, and then it's the $149 for the SEO portion. So it's basically the first page of Google, all the areas you want, then also getting, the content creation, submission, I mean, it's just for us to manage your SEO. So, and then the website is just included with that. The only reason you would pay the $49 is if you're not doing any programming with us, so we wouldn't be able to host the website from that point, unless you paid for it.
Oh, so I just keep paying you $49 and then it would continue to host?
Correct.
Later on.
Yeah, okay. But I know you're not going to go anywhere anyway. Steve, you're gonna be with us in the long run. I know it. I can feel it. You'll be with us for years, I'm sure, getting all the jobs you need from Google. But SEO stands
for
search engine.
That's what Angie was telling me.
Well, search engine optimization, that's what it stands for, SEO.
Search engine, what does the C stand for? Part of search?
SEO? No, SEO is search engine optimization.
Oh, Sam Echo, SEO, okay. So what does it stand for again?
Search engine optimization.
I should have been born 200 years ago.
I mean, I actually feel you on that.
Then I wouldn't have to worry about all this crap.
Yeah, well, it's only going to get worse, especially with AI, you know. I mean, it's all going to pretty much be, this is the start of it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they haven't made a robot to go do plumbing for us, so, and not many people are going into it.
Yeah.
And
well,
and I see a lot of this work going to these companies that shouldn't be doing the work. And
yeah.
They get away with it. So it just keeps happening. Okay. Jesse, let me look at my time. So if I sign up with you and I talk to somebody, what's the first thing we're gonna do?
Okay, well, so the first thing that we're gonna do is get some basics about your company here. So, Steve, what's your last name?
Brown.
Brown. And what's the best email for you?
S Brown. So S is in Steve, and then Brown 9016 at gmail.com.
Okay. And then this is always the best phone number for you, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then what is the best address for you?
929 East.
Mm-hmm.
400 North.
Okay. And then it's 84664, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to get some basics here about the company. Now, Steve, anything I mention is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional. But what are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
I mean, with Angie, I was doing like 7 to 7.
Okay. Okay. Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday.
Yeah, Monday through Sunday.
Okay. Okay, and then do you do emergency calls?
You know, with water heaters when they're leaking, I guess I might want to do that because to some people, if they can't get any hot water, it's an emergency, right?
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, but yes.
Okay. One second. Okay, and then, hold on 1 second here. Okay. And you have licensing and insurance, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, 1 second.
Do you need any of that info?
Oh, not yet. So they'll get more of that information during your client interview. Okay, and then I'm going to go ahead and set up that. Hold on. Okay. Okay, sorry. One second, my computer was just freezing for a second. Okay, and then now, do you have a logo for the company, or do you need us to create you one?
I mean, I've got a sign. If you look at my website, there's like a banner of, home water heaters and softeners. There's Call Steve, licensed and insured master plumber, and my phone number.
All right, perfect. And the best way to contact
make
you.
One better.
Yeah, I mean, we can make you a logo. I mean, we could actually make very good logos. So, okay. And then you want us to hide the address, right? Online, I'm assuming that's your personal address?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, don't you want, when Google Maps comes up, like my wife does preschool in our home in the basement.
Oh, really?
And then, you know, so when you go to a map, it'll come and say, oh, Bumblebee Preschool. But now it'll say Bumblebee Preschool and home water heaters and softeners.
Yeah, most people tend to hide their address unless they have somewhere somebody can go. But most people tend to hide their address,
yeah.
So especially contractors.
Okay.
Okay, and then I think I already asked, but I'm not sure I heard an answer. The best way to contact you, Steve, it's going to be phone, text, email, all the above.
Phone, text, email. Yeah, in that order.
Okay, perfect. All right, and let's go ahead and schedule the client interview. Now, can you do today between 2 and 3 or 3 to 4?
Maybe. Yeah,
okay,
let's plan on it.
Okay, what time would work better? 1 to 2 or 2 to, I'm sorry, excuse me, 2 to 3 or 3 to 4?
Let's do right now. Let's do a 3 to 4.
Okay. All right. And the whole call is not going to last an hour. Steve, just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, okay? As of right now, there's nobody in that time slot, but it doesn't mean that might not change. So they're very prompt about calling you right at that time. So got you in for then. Hold on 1 second. Okay. All right, perfect. So I got all the information I need here, Steve. Your client interview is set up. The only thing that you're going to need for that is just information about the company. You don't need anything too crazy or extensive. And you don't have a Facebook business profile, right? You need us to create you
one?
No. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that all part of that cost?
Everything I'm mentioning is included, so it won't cost you anything additional. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the price that we get you in, that I get you in it is going to stay that as long as you're with us. The only way it would go up on you is if you upgrade services. So, you know, there's
like the 15 word, 50 mile and the 15 word thing.
Well, if you do like Google Ads or Google Guaranteed, there's other things you can do on Google itself. This is just going to get you everything you need for now. And I want you to, you know, get a return on your investment. And then at that point, if you want to, you can upgrade. This is going to be the best start for you as far as getting anything that you need. And it's, you know, it's better price and a higher percent conversion across all industries for the SEO and for the Facebook ads than even Google ads. So, I just start here. So I have everything that I need here. Are you going to be using a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard. No, it's a Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
I'll have to pay for it now.
Yeah, in order to proceed with the client interview.
Oh, crud. Okay, Jesse, you better not be messing with me. This better be good.
No, you have all my information. So, I mean, I could tell you I live in Santa Ana, Orange County, California. I mean, you could always come out here and visit whenever you want, Steve.
Yeah, you got to pay all that California crap, taxes and fuel fee and all the junk.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, you know, it's okay. I was born here. I didn't have a choice. You know,
I was born there too.
Oh, well, you know, I don't know. It's hard to move. It's like getting the money to
I know.
Move is a lot.
Yeah.
You know.
And then once you move, you'll never be able to afford to move back.
I know, right?
Okay.
Isn't that always how it works?
It's a Visa. Card number is 4147. 0998-1371.
Uh-huh.
4332.
Okay. And then the expiration?
Is 01 of 28.
Okay. And then the security code?
218.
Okay. Perfect. So what I'm doing now, Steve, is I'm updating and processing the payment for the $249. I'm going to read you what's called a voice verification. This is just to outline the service agreement with us. It's also an added form of protection for you. So now as I walk you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question, okay? So it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance, and it's to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Home water heaters and softeners.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Stephen Michael Brown.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
So now, Steve, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So, again, what this means is we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. I am going to set up a security question with you on your account. So, if you ever have any doubt about who's calling, just ask them this question, and they'll have to give the response you've given me today. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was that?
Butcher.
Butcher and Brown. I like that. She really married someone with like a very similar last name to hers.
She went from Butcher, Butcher to Brown.
Yeah. So now, Steve, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Wait, say that again?
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
phone and text, yes. Email, maybe not.
Okay. I'll notate that. That's totally fine.
I mean, I'll try, but I you get so many of that stuff. I should. But if it's going to email and text, you know, you look at texting more, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'll make sure to notate
and,
that.
I mean, I'm my phone is my computer. I don't have a desk and a computer and that I sit down with and go through stuff every day. I'm working and, you know.
Okay, no problem. No, we got that here. So now, Steve, now, do you agree, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that? And basically the only reason we ask this is if you do anything else online, which you won't need to, just let us know so we know it's not in conflict with something we're already doing for you.
Okay, so give me an example of what that means. Like this other guy that we talked about.
Well,
just see
so,
my website dot whatever.
Yeah, so That, yeah, I mean, if you did something like that, let us know so that we know that, you know, because we'd already be doing that type of stuff for you. But it's also a matter of, like, you know, sometimes people pay for Yelp, you know, and we already list you on Yelp. So you don't have to worry about that. So it's just we want to make sure it's not in conflict with something that we're already doing, okay? Now, Steve, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of December 22nd, 2023, and the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is going to be a recurring payment, so when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 22nd of the month in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, but please keep in mind that we do ask everybody to give it at least 2 months. This does not mean you're in a contract or you're paying 2 months up front. It just is to get the most added benefit from the position. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, now that's all done. Now I just need one last thing from you, before, your client interview today. Now I know you've received a few text messages just now. By the way, there was a text message sent for the customer support line. I just suggest it's best to save that in your phone. So that you know when they're calling, your account management team is always going to call you from the same number. So if you have a pen and paper, you can write it down. Do you have one?
Yeah. So this is the, additional information. Please reply to the email we sent you. Fill it out. Okay. What do I need to?
So the customer support line is 877-635-6225.
Okay, and that's always the number they're going to use.
Yes, correct. So if you just want to go ahead and save that in your phone, then you'll have that there when they call. Now, the last thing that I need from you here, Steve, I'm sending you a text message. It's just going to be a link by itself. Let me know when you get that.
Okay. Splash terms and conditions, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so if you could open that up, that's just everything we discussed in writing. So everything included is the Google Business Profile optimization, the directory submissions, the MySite custom website, the Facebook ads, the advanced reporting, and live client support. So take your time, look that over. If you have any questions, let me know. Once you're done looking that over, just at the bottom there's 2 white boxes. If you could go ahead and press on those white boxes to make them blue, and then in the orange box, type out your name. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know.
Okay. I get 30 minutes of technical support a month.
Well, 30 minutes of technical support. that's interesting that says that, because you could call us anytime. I mean, that's. I think maybe that's for the website. Is that under the website? Is that what it says there?
Well, it says if client requires more than 30 minutes of support each month, additional website project manager is provided to the client. In 5-hour increments or any portion thereof at a rate of $375 for each occurrence.
Okay.
The client has been a paying client for less than 6 months. So if I use too much time, I get charged for it?
No. This is mostly, it just says this because they're just, you know, we make a website for you and sometimes people can be like, oh, well, now I want it this color. Or now I want it to say this, right? Or, you know, with unnecessary changes to the website that can take up a lot of time. But if there's like something like wording that's wrong, or not that there would be, but if there's like wording that's wrong.